Hello and welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is as a mechanism of support for the people that we work with who know there's a lot of value in using the remembrance to make their lives better, to find that place inside that's more centered, more balanced, and where they can reach their kind of their essence in that place of knowing. But it takes practice, and we know that that's something that's hard to get going. So we offer this call every week as a support to people to help them get into the practice of doing it. And hopefully, with enough time and listening to these calls and getting your own rewards for doing that, you'll turn this into a daily practice. We recommend 15 to 30 minutes a day just to fill the tank. So if we want a world where everyone is thriving, where every living thing is flourishing, we need people acting and making decisions and leading from their inner wisdom, as we call it, from that place of centeredness. So that's why we do this. And the way the calls work is I'll provide a short teaching at the beginning, and then I'll guide the listeners into remembrance and usually incorporate the teaching into the remembrance session. So our teaching for tonight is about setting goals that are in alignment with your highest purpose. Everybody that we've invited to these calls has been through the process of finding their highest goal. That's something we did with the sage people and our Lionheart people that are in our leadership programs. So how do we turn that life's highest goal into a highest goal for this year? We've talked about a couple weeks ago, the teaching was about doing it for today. So now we're just going to expand today and we're going to extend it out 363 more days, because that's what we got left in this year. And to figure out what is our highest purpose for this year. So there's the teaching last week, a couple of weeks ago, was about finding your daily highest goal. The teaching last week was about the power of love as being the driving force of life. It's ever present. And it has the capacity to accept and contain anything, including the hate we hear sometimes. Love just emerges, and life emerges from love. So here's some questions that I'll lead you through when we go into remembrance in a minute here. But when you set your purpose for the year, here's three questions that will help you. And if you're in a place where you can jot these down, I think it will be useful. And I'll guide these for you as well. So with love as the driver of life, and your highest goal in life, your highest goal, being the direction, your North Star, the place you're heading. And question number one is, what do you love to do that is in alignment with your highest goal? So what do you love to do? And it can be more than one thing, but that's the first question. Question number two, who do you love to do it with and for? Because what you love to do has to be in alignment with your purpose, so it's got a purpose as well. So who do you love to do it with and for? And then the last question is, given that you love to do certain things and you love to do it with and for certain people or kinds of people, then how do you love to do it? What is the activities that kind of the how you're going to marry the what you love to do with who you love to do it for and with. So how do you like to do that? And this is kind of a formula for success in life, for finding your path forward. But we're going to look at it in this one-year window. Between now and December 31st of 2017, what are the answers to these questions? So, given that, let's try it out. We'll take it into remembrance and do that for about the next 22 to 23 minutes. And to do that, we always start where we are. We're human beings, and we're human beings that are made up of flesh and blood, of emotions, mental capacity, and we're unique in creation in that we also have a spiritual side that is beyond, transcends the physical, emotional, and mental. And so we're going to start by checking in on our state of being in each of those areas. So if you're sitting in a chair or on the floor, wherever you're at, notice the weight and the effects of gravity as you're sitting. So we're physical human beings. We are at the effect of gravity. Does it feel heavy? Notice how it holds you in your seat, and notice the sense of connection you have with the earth through your feet, through your rear end in the chair, your back against the chair or the wall or wherever you happen to be sitting. And notice if there, you know, what's the quality of that gravitational pull? Does it feel like a very heavy weight? Does it feel more comfortable? Does it feel light, like you're going to fly out of the chair? You know, there's somewhere in that spectrum. And does it feel comfortable or does it feel uncomfortable? Now notice the other effects of this connection that we have with the earth, our physical connection to the earth. So if you notice, bring your attention to the bottom of your feet. And allow your feet, and if you tune in, you can kind of feel that connection. There's something more to it than just one object on top of another object. There's a melding that sort of happens if you tune in. And you can allow yourself to soften and kind of melt into the floor or the ground. Same with where you're sitting in the seat and your back against the chair. So it's a process of allowing, not doing. Okay, good. So now bringing your attention back to your feet. If you tune in, you'll notice there's something else going on. There's a different kind of connection as well. It's kind of electrical in nature. Maybe it'll feel like a tingling or a buzzing. But there's something else happening, and this we call the energetic connection. We're all part of a big mass of energy. Some of it's very dense, some of it's, you know, ethereal. It's very, you know, it's invisible, and it's, you know, it's like radio waves. You can't see it, but it's there. And we're all connected. Everything is connected through this core energy. So that's what you're noticing. And just follow that energy up your legs and into your torso. And notice how it feels. And it will change its state, or its the experience of it will likely be different in different parts of your body, I guess is the best way to say it. So this is all about noticing. This is about checking in on our current state and about connecting with the earth and that core energy. So notice how it feels in your chest, in your belly, in your throat, in the back of your neck. And as you're checking in, notice also if you're holding any tension anywhere. Often we walk around, there's a lot of stuff that happens during the day, and we live in our head, and we do not know that we're tense or we're under some level of stress. So this is the chance to let go and to relax as you notice. So check your face, your chin, your mouth, your cheeks, your nostrils, your eyes and eye sockets, your forehead, your scalp. And notice what state they're in, any tension you're holding, and allowing it to relax as you do. Now you may have noticed that the energy that you're following is flowing pretty freely. In other areas of your body, it might be, you know, blocked or constrained a bit. So nothing to fix, just to notice. All right, now very close to our physical experience is our emotional experience. It's like a coat that we wear. It's an energetic field, our emotional field. It's very much tied to our physical state, as is our mental state. They're all tied together. So what emotions are you aware of right now? Again, this is just to check in and tune into our current state. You may not notice any. You may feel kind of numb that way, or there's nothing discernible. And that's okay. That's normal. We're not used to checking in on our emotions unless they're very, very strong. They kind of take over. So just spend another 10 seconds tuning into your emotions. Okay, so now let's check our mental state. When I say that, I mean, what is the level of activity in your mind? What is the quality of that activity? Does it feel calm and collected and clear, or is it scattered and, you know, flying all over the place, or is it very subdued and kind of down? Somewhere in all that, there's a spectrum. And so, again, nothing to change or fix, just to notice. And it's not to engage or analyze. It's just to, you know, be in a state of awareness. Okay, so now we have a sense of our physical, emotional, and mental state of being. That's the earthy part of us. Let's check in on our spiritual state. And we do that by tuning into our heart. To help locate that, this is not your physical heart, that the muscle in the middle of your chest, but that's an area that is a kind of a doorway. So let's let your imagination take over and imagine you're inside your chest, 2 inches below the middle of your sternum. And in there is your spiritual heart. And the heart is the doorway to your deeper, essence, your soul, and there's actually a place deeper than that, your essence. So what's the state of your heart as we start? Is it open and ready to receive? Does it feel soft and willing? Or is it more closed and hard? Is there a weight you're aware of in your heart? We talk about lightheartedness and heavy-heartedness. So what's the weight of your heart? And in terms of light and dark, you know, is there light in your heart? Is it dim in your heart? Is it black in your heart? These are all just states, and states come and go. So don't be alarmed regardless of what you find. Just notice, because this tells us where we're starting from. Gives us something to compare to when we're finished with our remembrance. Okay, so our minds are very clever, and they want to take over, and they do that frequently without our permission. So if you find yourself in your mind during this session, you can use your breath to pull yourself back into your deeper back inside, into your inner being. So take a few deep breaths and notice what happens when you inhale and exhale. And as you exhale, you can allow yourself to relax even more. So enough of the preamble. Let's start adding the remembrance bringing your attention into your heart and add the remembrance, your remembrance word or phrase that symbolizes for you the source of everything that you need or want. Actually, your heart knows what you need. Your mind and your ego have their desires, which may not be in your best interest. So let's listen to our heart. So bring the remembrance into there. Begin to repeat it slowly to yourself. Keep your breathing even. And allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper as you remember by letting go and dropping in and opening your heart. Keep going. Allow your heart to open more. Let go. Drop in. Okay, keep going. And again, if you find yourself popped into your mind, just thank your mind for its need to be heard and drop back in using your breath and the remembrance. Okay, so keep going, and with your pencil and or pen and paper handy, ask your heart, or let your heart show you. I mean, you already know, but allow it to open. What do you love to do? What brings you joy? What brings life into your being? And just sit with that in remembrance and let your heart show you. What brings you fulfillment? And as you're getting a sense of that, doesn't always come in the form of words, but a sense. Just jot down what's coming in and trust what you're getting. And there's no pressure here. There's no danger of getting it wrong. Your heart knows the answers, and you can always return, which I totally suggest you do, to revisit whatever comes in tonight, tomorrow, and the next day, just to see if there's any more information, if there's any subtle changes, and actually just to deepen your connection with what you love to do. So this is not your last chance. Okay, so staying in remembrance and having a list of a few things, probably, that you love to do. Who comes in as either the kind of person, maybe it's a particular group of people, a particular demographic, or maybe it's both that and specific people in your life that you love to do these activities you love to do, what you got in the first question. So who are those people that you love to do it with and for? Because our heart knows that we're here for a purpose and we want to make a contribution in alignment with that purpose. So we're always going to be in some state of service that is our rightful place and our rightful goal, the direction of our life. So sit with that question, staying in remembrance, and jot down what you get as you go. Our relationships enhance, bring us life. They're rich. They certainly can be. And with love as the basis, that opportunity is totally there. So who do you love to do what you love to do with and for? Okay, question number 3. Now with a sense of what brings you the most joy and life that you love to do, and you have an idea, maybe specific people or groups of people that you love to do it with and for, how, question number 3, how do you love to do it? Do you enjoy group activities? Is that the way that you can pursue these things? Is it better one-on-one? Is it spending time alone in creative activity? It's not exclusive to any of those. But in what manner do you want to pursue these things you love? stay in remembrance, let your heart show you what it already knows, and you do too at this deeper level. To go for a couple more minutes and then we'll wrap up. So stay in remembrance and let this open up more. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up here. Now, you may have found some answers to these questions. You may have a sense of empowerment and excitement, I hope. If not, take some more time, either now or over the next few days. Spend some more time with us. It'll be really, I'm going to say useful, but that's such a small word for what you're going to get. This will be a rewarding, exciting, inspiring experience if you allow your heart to show you these things and to give yourself permission to go for them. I mean, that's what we're here for. Love is the driver. Your highest goal is the direction. Put those two together and make the difference you're meant to make and have the joy and fulfillment that is yours to have. So any comments or questions before we close? Okay. Well, have a flourishing week and we'll be with you again next week. And keep your practice going. Your life
Thank
will
you,
be,
Dan.
And you're welcome, Mike. Yeah. All right. Good night.
All right.